Music That Moves Me celebrates the art and power of music in Maine, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Lee Auto Malls, and listeners like you. In today's audio diary, we'll hear from Brian Kevin from Hope. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
I grew up in a town called Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which I don't have a lot to say about Oshkosh, Wisconsin. But what it did have was like a robust community theater scene, which somehow along the line I found myself involved in as like a preteen. I was performing in a small town production of Jesus Christ Superstar. And at rehearsals, the coolest guy in the room, as far as I was concerned, was the guitarist from the band, this sort of paunchy guy in tie-dye in his early 30s who kind of smelled like the import store in my town. I wasn't like actively listening to music at that time, so one day he just said, "Here," and he gave me a small stack of cassette tapes. Scribbled on the sleeve in blue pen, "Wharf Rat." And the reason I would rewind that one and play it over and over, aside from the instrumentation, because that jam is really something just out of this world, was there was more to think about lyrically. There was a story taking place that had characters, and it's open to interpretation. You get to that last verse and this line where the narrator says, "I know my girl's been true to me." And it's kind of left field, and the song ends and you're left thinking, like, what does that mean? What place does that have in the lyrics? Like, why end the story that way? And I just don't think I'd ever heard a song at 14 where, like, there was a reason to ask those questions, where I would have found myself going, why did the lyricist write that there? And with that, the song closes with this just wild improvisational jam that somehow manages to be both soaring and pensive at the same time. And you can just hear the weight of this guy's realization. The fact that the cool guitarist gave me the tapes was a lot of the appeal. The Grateful Dead, as heard on those tapes, legitimately sounded like nothing that you could hear on the radio. It was something completely different. They're romantic in a way that probably like bad poetry seems romantic to a 14-year-old. It was just clear to me then that there was something heavier going on in this music. My name is Brian Kevin. I live in Hope. I'm the managing editor at Down East Magazine, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.